Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. With renowned hospitals and academic research labs, Massachusetts is known as a great place for medical treatment. But is it a great place to practice medicine? Not according to a new report from the Massachusetts Medical Society. It's the publisher of the New England Journal of Medicine. And the report tracks a number of factors contributing to the working environment for physicians. And it concludes that doctors have a harder time practicing medicine here in Massachusetts than in other parts of the nation. WBUR health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer is with us to tell us more about the report. Welcome, Sasha.
Hi there, Meghna.
You know, I've got to say that my first reaction to this was how ironic. I mean, in a state where we vaunt ourselves as a place where you can receive cutting-edge medicine, it's a little surprising that the people actually practicing that medicine don't see it the same way.
It's true. And I think when you also consider that Massachusetts is now the only state that has mandatory health care, which is creating a demand for more doctors, this is a report saying that it's, you know, it seems increasingly less pleasant to be a doctor in Massachusetts.
Okay, so let's get into those reasons why. What are the primary drivers that make Massachusetts not a great place to practice medicine?
So this report looks at a number of factors, things like, you know, housing income ratio versus income ratio, that kind of thing. But the four that they identify as being the biggest problems are the cost of medical malpractice insurance, which they say can often consume more than 10% of a physician's total business costs. If you're a high-risk specialist, like obstetrics or a neurosurgeon, sometimes your malpractice premiums can be $100,000 a year. Mm. So that's a big deal. Also keep in mind, doctors say that because they're afraid of being sued, they practice what's known in the field as defensive medicine. This is where you maybe do more tests and procedures and hospitalizations than you need to, so that later you're not accused of not having done them and end up getting sued. They also say that a big problem is just the cost of running a doctor's office, paying for the rent, paying for your staff. All those things are expensive. And there's an aging physician workforce. So as doctors get older, it puts more pressure on younger doctors who have higher patient loads and higher wait times to see patients.
You also mentioned obstetrics and some of those specialties, which makes me wonder, is the problem with just those specialists who are practicing medicine, say, at some of the great teaching hospitals in the Boston area, or is it more for primary care physicians practicing in smaller places, let's say, outside Route 495?
This report doesn't separate those out, so it could have been more valuable if it did. But I do think it's fair to say that probably the biggest burden is on the primary care physicians. These are the people who often work 80 or 90 hours a week, massive patient loads, and often aren't paid as much as you might think. You know, it's the specialty jobs that bring in the huge bucks, and primary care physicians, when you factor in how many hours they work, don't make enormous amount of money typically.
And I suppose when they're not practicing in large group practices, they're bearing an additional cost for their real estate and hiring employees who work in the practice with them.
Yes, and one of the things that federal healthcare reform is going to do is require doctors to shift to electronic medical records. Those are very expensive systems, and if you're in a small practice, that's another big expense coming your way.
Hmm. The other thing that the report noted, which I found to be really surprising, is that this isn't just a trend that doctors are complaining about in the past year, that for the past 16 out of 18 years that the Massachusetts Medical Society has looked at this, Massachusetts has not been a great place to practice medicine.
That's right. And it's also, we should also note that this is also a trend that's consistent nationally. So if you look at a graph, the how pleasant is it to be a doctor ratio is on a steady downward slope. But Massachusetts is lower. So it's happening faster and it's a little bit worse in Massachusetts. And just this past year, there was a tiny uptick nationally and a downtick just in the state.
But there's a long-term trend of Massachusetts declining in its attractiveness for doctors.
Definitely there is.
However, on the other hand, I did note that in the report, some of the things that make it maybe less attractive for doctors here are things like nurses getting paid more, wages being higher. Those are things that are actually good for nurses. So what's the trade-off there?
It's true. You may be paid in a pretty healthy way if you're a nurse in Massachusetts, but that puts doctors who have to employ nurses in their practices at a competitive disadvantage in some ways. They've got higher wages to pay their staffs, and layer that on top with their higher malpractice premiums, their higher costs for running an office, higher housing costs. You know, layer all those things together, and you can see why some people might decide, do I want to practice in Massachusetts? Massachusetts. In fact, there are studies that show that more than half of medical residents leave Massachusetts after they get their training here and they go practice in other locations. Now, we don't know that they'd ever plan to stay, and we actually don't have a number to compare that to nationally, but, you know, a lot of people decide, I'm going to practice somewhere else.
So that's a potential impact on younger doctors coming into the system.
Yes, definitely.
And what about what this means for patients?
Well, a very simple thing is you just might have a doctor who's a little disillusioned, a little frazzled, a little not thrilled with the decision that person made to become a doctor years ago. It's getting less fun. But it also means it can be harder to find a doctor if you're looking for a primary care physician. It can be harder to make an appointment. There are longer wait times. So it definitely trickles down to the patients as well.
And did the Massachusetts Medical Society make any recommendations of things that can be done to change the environment here?
Well, there is a politicized piece to this, which is that they would like to see medical malpractice tort reform. You know, that could mean apology legislation, where if a doctor says, I'm sorry, that might not haunt them later in court. Or a six-month cooling-off period where nobody can sue anybody in the first 6 months after a supposed medical error took place. Or capping the malpractice payouts you can give to a patient who's been injured. So that's one of the things they think could help, but it is certainly a report that goes beyond that.
So tort reform is one thing, but another issue that we've talked about just between the two of us here is that it just costs a lot to practice medicine in Massachusetts with all those overhead costs and the wages. That seems to just be the cost of doing business for anybody in Massachusetts. So can that be changed for doctors or for anybody here?
Well, you know, you're right. It doesn't matter whether you're a doctor or you have a sort of a part-time retail job. Housing is expensive in Massachusetts. All of us know that, whether we're renters or buyers. I don't know if that could be changed. I mean, one thing that has been talked about is helping doctors forgive their debt. Doctors come out with crushing medical school debt in most cases. So there are discussions about how can we lower that load, or if a doctor would agree to work, say, in a safety net hospital that cares for very poor patients, should they have some of their debt forgiven? So that's more the areas that are being explored.
All right. WBUR's health and science reporter, Sasha Pfeiffer, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Well, the doctor will see us now, and her name is Dr. Kate Atkinson. She practices at Amherst Family Care in Amherst, Massachusetts. Dr. Atkinson, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I know you're busy with patients today, so I'll try and make it brief, but do you agree with the conclusions in this report? Is it hard for you to practice or remain practicing in Massachusetts?
I couldn't agree more. It is so frustrating trying to practice medicine in the year 2000 and on. The cost of trying to keep an office open is horrendous, and the amount of hurdles and administrative hassles that I have to do are more than I can afford.
Dr. Atkinson, can you just briefly walk us through the actual dollar value of some of those costs?
Well, I opened the office that I'm in right now 5 years ago, and at that time the build-out was $70,000. My computer system, the electronic medical record, was $70,000. Currently, we have three full-time providers, and we have 15 employees, all with, you know, employees and staff salaries and benefits. It costs me $30,000 a year just to maintain my electronic medical record.
Wow.
My malpractice insurance in primary care is not a lot compared. I mean, I think it's about $9,000 a year. But just the cost of keeping all the speculums I need for pap smears and vaccinations is close to, I think, over $100,000 a year in just medical supplies in my office.
Mm-hmm. So all of this put together, is it making it financially difficult, I should ask, for you to keep the doors open at the clinic there?
In the past 2 years, twice, I've had to borrow money against my family home to pay my staff overhead.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's hard. It's very hard. And I think the most frustrating thing is that people assume that doctors are rich. So they'll actually laugh if I say, no, I really need you to pay your copay. Doctor's bills are the last bills that people pay because they assume the doctors are rich. They also, a lot of people pay a lot of money to their insurance company. They feel like they've already paid a lot of money, and they don't realize that they're not paying that to me.
So have you ever had the temptation to pull up stakes and move to another state?
Every day. And honestly, when my children finish school, I may do it. I'm very happy with the town we live in and the schools that my kids are in. But it's hard. This is the hardest state in the union in which to practice medicine, and it's fairly thankless.
Yeah, well, you know, I think one thing that really struck me from this report is that the problems are so deep, and some of them are really kind of out of people's control in terms of, like, wages and the cost of real estate and overhead. So from your day-to-day experience there in Amherst, are there any suggestions that you have for fixes to this problem?
Well, the things such as the rent and the utilities and the staff Some of that's unavoidable. But what makes it so expensive is because of the insurance company, all the bureaucracy they've put on us, I have to have many more staff to fill out all these forms and do the paperwork. For instance, if you come to see me and I want to prescribe a medicine for you, first I need to check and see what insurance company you're on. And then I try to keep track of what each insurance company's formulary is, as in what drugs they'll allow me to prescribe. But they change every quarter, and there are at least 40 major insurance companies, and each one of them is a different plan. So say you're on Blue Cross HMO, and I prescribe a drug. It turns out you're actually on a corporate Blue Cross HMO. So next, the pharmacy calls back and tells my staff, no, your insurance won't cover that medicine.
I'm getting lost just hearing this one example, so I can only imagine what you guys have
then
to deal with.
My nurses have to fill out a form, ask my permission, I sign it. Then they fax it, but their fax servers are usually busy, so they have to stand at the fax machine. They can't be attending to other patients while they're standing at the fax machine waiting for the fax to go through.
Dr. Atkinson, let me just jump in here because we just got less than a minute with you, and I've got to ask you a quick question. At the end of the day, do you worry that all this pressure, this financial pressure and the difficulty of practicing in Massachusetts, is that having an effect on your patients?
Yeah, it is. I don't practice as good medicine as I used to or I'd like to. It's frustrating. I feel like I'm on a hamster wheel. I'd like to have more time with the patients. I'd like to be taking better care of them. It's why I became a primary care doctor. So it's hard. I spend more time worrying about what their insurance will cover and how to get the patient what they need than I do practicing medicine.
Well, that sobering view from Amherst, from Dr. Kate Atkinson. She's a family care physician in Amherst, Massachusetts. Dr. Atkinson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.